Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to change gears after hearing the gospel reading. Bracken did such a good job of reading it, it stirred my heart. There's a place in Galatians chapter 3 that talks about having begun in the Spirit, are you now continuing in the flesh by your own self-effort? That we begin in the Spirit by faith, we live the Christian life by faith, not by self-effort. And when we do that, the Holy Spirit continues to operate. As a matter of fact, he says, does he who continues to work miracles among you and he who continually provides you with the Spirit do it by your self-effort or by your receiving the promise more and more? And the obvious answer is that he who continually provides the Spirit works miracle among us. And we live in that and appropriate that by faith. And one of the things I like about that scripture is that it describes to us what normal Christianity is supposed to look like. Normal Christianity is supposed to look like a continual manifestation of the life of Christ through the provision of the Spirit. It's all about Jesus. The Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus, to make Jesus real to us and through us. And so, and then he says, and it's providing, continually works miracles. Christian life is a miraculous life. We talked about this a lot in Kansas City at the conference we just did. It's a miraculous life that starts from the inside out. That's not just true personally. Miraculous living doesn't start in signs and wonders. If it has signs and wonders, because that's the life that Jesus lives through us. But he has to live in victorious, miraculous living inside of us first, or the other is just emptiness. He even says in 1 Corinthians that if you can move mountains, you can do all these kind of signs and wonders, but you have not love, and that's an internal thing, then it's nothing. It's just empty. But it's also true in the natural, in the world that we live in. Miraculous living has to be happening in the private place, when you're alone by yourself in the dark. Is there miraculous joy? Is a miraculous victory over attitudes and thinking, stinking thinking? Is it miraculous living with the people around you who get on your nerves? Is it miraculous living when you get the bad news or you hadn't gotten the good news yet? When your stresses and your finances and other stuff, is there miraculous living going on inside of you in that little place? In your home, among your friends, where you live? Not just when you're out in the public, when everybody's watching and you're finding your identity and self-worth and what people think you are spiritually, not where you what you really are spiritually, on the inside and alone, and the people closest to you. If the people closest to you can't say you live a miraculous life, it doesn't matter what the thousands say about you. That's where this whole thing starts. And so when I think about that scripture that Bracken read, Jesus has just talked about the kingdom. And then he says, 6 days later, there is this example of what kingdom living really is. It's living in the glory of God. It's living in the context of the manifest presence of the Lord. That's why he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, your hope of glory is Christ who lives inside of you. It's an inside-out glory. But still, you and I are called to live in glory. That's the reality of the kingdom, the manifest presence of Jesus Christ. That is the kingdom. That's the essence of the kingdom. But when you read that story, it's in several of the Gospels, what it says next is that they came down off that mountain. When they came down off that mountain, the disciples were arguing with each other. There was a demon-possessed boy they couldn't get set free. There was all kind of chaos going on. I mean, it was off the mountain of glory, into the grind, blood and guts of daily living, of personalities and schedules and caught in traffic and having flat tires and living in a fallen world. And the real issue is that we can't live up there until we go to heaven all the time. We're called to walk in the glory of God at all times, but it has to work down here in the nitty-gritty stuff that makes up everyday living. And that's where a real revival is tested. That's where a real revival, where real supernatural living, where real miraculous living is tested. Not in the big meeting, not when the things are hair standing on the back of your head, not when you're seeing all these amazing things happen, but when you're down there, when all the chaos is going on, and there are amazing things still happening inside of you. You're still carrying the glory of God. That's victorious Christian living. That's miraculous living. It's not revival if the only time you feel glory is when you're worshiping or when you're in your footstool time, in your prayer time. You got to walk out of that place and carry it into, uh-oh, you just heard bad news. Or, oh my gosh, somebody wants to tell you something. It's when you live the glory of God in the, quote, stressors of life. That's when you're living miraculously. Signs and wonders will come. Ministry opportunities will come. But you live most of your life in the nitty-gritty stuff, don't we? The personalities and the bills and the... That's where we live most of it. And that's where supernatural living fuels everything else. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.